Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 36 degrees here at 7:30 on a Thursday morning. Activists opposed to abortion will gather for a conference and march in Washington today and tomorrow.
With a stated mission of promoting the beauty and dignity of every human life, the March for Life conference will discuss topics centering around its theme, Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman, created in conjunction with this year's observance of the centennial of women getting the right to vote. Today's conference will feature a panel discussion leading up to tomorrow's 47th annual March for Life. Among the speakers, several Republican congressmen, but the featured speaker, the President of the United States, who announced on Twitter he will see the big crowd there on Friday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A proposed amendment that would change the state's constitution's language on abortion cleared a committee in the House of Representatives yesterday. That amendment would say that women don't have a right to abortion and that lawmakers can regulate abortion access. That's in response to a state court ruling from last year that says women have a right to abortion. Republican Representative Renee Erickson wants to prevent the courts from knocking down the state's numerous abortion restrictions.
We want to restore the right of the people to have that say through their elected representatives. That's what we're doing, and I think that's completely appropriate.
Opponents of the amendment say it will open the door to stricter abortion laws in Kansas or even fully banning the procedure. If approved by lawmakers, the amendment would go to a statewide vote in August.
Police are looking for three suspects after the robbery of a pizza delivery driver for Papa John's in East Wichita. Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Tuesday evening. The victim, a 34-year-old man, was robbed in the 500 block of South Hunter.
He had gone to deliver an order in that area. And as he was working to locate the address, he was approached by three suspects who demanded property and eventually left with the pizza. The driver was physically assaulted, however, only received minor injuries.
The three male suspects believed to be teenagers, including two of them as young as 15.
A new bill in the Kansas legislature would create harsher penalties for domestic violence offenders.
The bill was debated Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Steve Hawley, director of the Family Peace Initiative, tells KSN News it would require those convicted of domestic violence to be assessed to see if they need additional help.
Help to evaluate how serious and how prolific that violence and cruelty is in the family. Was it a single one-time incident, or is it a pattern of domination and control that's really inflicting injury and damage on family members?
The bill also says if the abuse happens in front of a child, it could be considered child endangerment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall tells KNSS News two trade agreements approved this week will have a big impact on the Kansas economy.
These two trade agreements getting done, China Phase 1 and the United States-Mexico-Canada trade deal, provides certainty for generations.
Marshall commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Israel, marking 75 years since the Nazis' Auschwitz death camp was liberated.
Israel welcoming Holocaust survivors and dozens of world leaders to a memorial event at the Yad Vashem Remembrance Center in Jerusalem. It marks 75 years since Soviet forces liberated Auschwitz, the notorious death camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. But the build-up has been overshadowed by a bitter dispute between Poland and Russia over Poland's wartime record. The Polish president saying he's boycotting the Israeli event because organizers wouldn't let him speak. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The second storm system this week is going to be pushing out of the Rockies into the plains. That will increase moisture and again bring us some off and on showers today with a high 43. It'll be windy today and tonight. Rain may briefly mix with some wet snow with a low in the upper 20s. Sunny and 41 on Friday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 36 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. 7:36 now, Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, I'd like to make a quick mention of a little fundraiser going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not this week. Let me see what I've got to double check the dates here. It's the 26th. That's this weekend, right? Okay.
Yeah.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, LLS. This is a fundraiser for them. The Holy Savior Choir, Mark Bowling, and who else we got? Oh, our good friend Sarah and Josh Holthusen will be performing. It's at the Brick and Mortar downtown near entrance. It's a $20 ticket. It's from 1 to 3:30, and it's on January 26th. What's that?
On Sunday.
Sunday, and they're just trying to raise some money for the Leukemia Society there, and I think it's a good cause. Again, that's 1 to 3:30 at the what's the name of this place again? Brick and Mortar.
I'm not familiar
with it, but you'll find it. Okay, 7:37, Steve. Ted, you're on top of the story. You're on top of it. No more about it than I do, in fact. It's this brawl that we're talking about that everybody's been talking about. And I'm sure that people are talking about it today at work and involving the two. You know, we get these teams, the KU and K-State play basketball, and it's always an emotional game. I've been to one of them when Shelly and I were first dating. We went to a KU-K-State game there at Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an event.
Always very charged.
Oh, yeah, very charged. And something happened at the end of this ball game, and this brawl erupted. Now, from what I've tried to pay attention, but I guess not been close enough, I didn't know for sure how this all started, but something happened on the court that preceded what happened as the players went into the stands there and they had the fight. So what happened at the end of the game? Now, set it up. KU's beating the tar out of K-State.
Yeah, KU's up by 21,
yeah,
and it's or 20 or 21, and they just completely beat down the Wildcats all night long.
Right.
Cats are frustrated. And so it's the final few seconds of the game. DeSouza's at midcourt, just kind of dribbling around. Clock is supposed to run out.
He's Jayhawk.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to run the clock out.
He's just, yeah. Okay. And, you know, usually the defensive team backs off and just lets the clock run out and let's get out of here. But the K-State guy steals the ball from DeSouza and goes down and tries to make a layup. And DeSouza goes back and blocks the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the K-State guy falls to the floor. And DeSouza, instead of walking away, stands over him and starts jabbering at him.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously at that point, tempers got out of control. And both players, both benches clear, and the brawl begins.
All right. And both coaches condemning what happened there. And
it spilled into the stands.
Yeah.
It spilled into an area where disabled people were sitting. Fans were involved. It was not a good situation. Not good optics.
And the four youngsters got, young players
got. The Big 12 has handed out four suspensions, two guys from each team.
A couple of thoughts real quick, Ted.
And it's on national television.
Yeah,
it's on ESPN2, so everybody's watching it.
See, that's the thing is, I didn't get to see the setup because they edited where they just picked up where they're. The fight starting, and I didn't know what the cause was. I wanted to know a little bit more about it. I did play basketball through high school, and I know I was about as emotional a player as there could be. In fact, sometimes they said I was wired a little too tight, that I should just calm down. So I kind of understand where the tempers flare. I understand that a little bit, but, you know, on the other hand, some of these guys, you know, by your 18, 19 years old, you would expect them to be a little more mature, but some of them are not. I mean, these are 18, 19-year-old guys out there. But, it's an ugly thing, and I know that people are embarrassed about it, but let's go on about our business. What do you think?
And it was stupid stuff. It didn't have to happen. Like I said, you know, there's that thing, at the end of the game, do you let the clock run out like most people do? Or some guys say, hey, until that final horn blows, I'm playing 100%.
Yeah.
So you get, you know, and plus you're getting beat by 21, so tempers are raw already side of things.
Rival's school up there. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get on past it, and then next time KU and K-State play, well,
February 29th,
coming up
Manhattan.
Again. I got a feeling they're going to be.
Think they'll have extra security at that game?
I don't know. I don't know that they're even going to need it. I think these people know what's happened, and they'll go on from there, and I think they'll clean up their act. They'll be fine. But I'm optimistic anyway. All right, Ted. Thanks for helping me out. I needed to know a little bit more about that. 7:41 now. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. More Wichita layoffs, and Bill's going to talk about that. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.